Blog Talk Radio.
Any means necessary to win the election.
it is imperative that we get to the polls in November. But first things first, we need to be registered voters. If you're not, I suggest you do. If you are a criminal, if you have a criminal record or felonies, I suggest whatever state you're in, find out what your voting rights are. You may be able to vote. I decided to do this quick 30 to 45 minute discussion about the importance of voting at the last minute. Call-in number tonight is 424-2589-271. Chat room is open. Feel free to leave your comments. If you call in, please press 1. I'll know you're in the queue, and I will bring you on tonight's issue. But again, tonight we're talking about the importance of voting in this election, that we cannot afford to sit back and tell ourselves all kind of stories and give ourselves all kind of reasons and justifications not to vote. You know, what's that we hear a lot of, my vote won't count. Well, that's a lie. Whoever told you that lied to you. Your vote does count. Right now, our economy is in shambles. Our education system is in shambles. People are losing their homes, and Barack Obama's opponents are not offering any solution. Instead, their mission is to block anything that's going to help those of us who are suffering due to policies that were implemented by the last presidency before Barack Obama. Middle class is being squeezed out. Right now, we're coming out of a depression that is disguised as a recession at a very slow pace. And if for us to gain any momentum, we must get to the polls in November. This is very serious. Now, if you're not a registered voter, it is time to become a registered voter. Empower yourself by voting, because voting is a must. A must. I know I'll be at the polls. I'm a registered voter. Find out if you're still registered, because from what I understand, some registered voters' registration has expired. So there are different avenues to find out whether you're still a registered voter. You can check with your state and local offices to find out if you're still a registered voter. Being part of this election will help you, me, and others in this country who are suffering due to policies that were implemented to make corporate America richer than they already are. We need this election, and we need it like yesterday. So we must get to the polls by any means necessary. President Barack Obama's opponents, they are going to cheat. They've already started cheating, such as the voting ID issue that has been going on in several states, how it had to go to court. This is the type of things they're going to do to keep people from voting. They've also bought off folks who are asking people not to vote based on God and morals. Well, I want you to know that is not their agenda. Their agenda is to help the opposing party that's running against President Barack Obama. These folks are using throwing God under the bus and the gay marriage issue to ask folks not to vote. Well, let me ask you a question. If you fall for that, then who are you going to vote for? Those who don't have your best interest in mind? I think you'd have to be a total idiot to fall for something like that. These people have been paid off, and their job is to deter especially African Americans from voting. Well, I'm telling you now, don't fall for it. It's a setup. We cannot afford not to vote. We have to get to the poll. We have to register, and we have to register now. No longer can we stand by and procrastinate and wait to the last minute. Believe that your vote will count. Believe that. But first, you must register. If you have friends that are not registered, let them know. It is imperative for them to register to vote. We have to do this. Our lives depend on it. We have to do it for where we stand at as far as the economy, housing, our children, education. We need to bring back stability in our lives. A lot of us are struggling due to the mess that was made prior to President Obama coming into office. And if you want him to stay in office, then you need to do your part, and that is get to the polls in November. You have to get registered. You have to have the correct ID. You have to go the extra length. Wherever you live, you may have to go the extra length to get to the polls. But this is just too important not to do what you need to do. President Barack Obama, when he first came into office, stated clearly it would take 8 years before we would start to see and feel the way we did before the Republicans got in office and wrecked America for 8 years. President Barack Obama has a plan. He has executed a lot of his plan during his first term. People say he has failed. He has not failed. He's brought jobs back. He's just recently signed an executive order for African American education excellence for the young and the old. Also, he's still bringing jobs back to us, and he has a plan to keep Obamacare in full effect. Now, those who oppose him want to block everything. They say he hasn't done a good job. They say he has failed. That's all they've been talking about. They haven't talked about what they can do to make things better for us in America. Everything that President Barack Obama has done helps all Americans. His opponents are against taxes for the rich. They would rather keep taxing us. Well, I say no. I say get to the polls. I say get registered to vote. Because it's time to level the playing field. We need to bring the middle class back. We need jobs. We need health care. We need a safe environment. We need better education. So if you agree with that, our call-in number tonight is 424-258-9271. Press 1. I know you're in the queue. If you're in the chat room, feel free to leave your comments. Again, we're talking about, are you registered to vote? This is just too important to take for granted. We must vote this November. If you don't vote and you complain, don't complain, because you didn't vote. If you think your vote doesn't count, it's a lie that you heard and you sold yourself, because your vote does count. We have to get to the polls. The opposing party is counting on us not going to the polls. They're counting on us saying, oh, I got to go through too much stuff to become a registered voter. This is the stuff they're counting on. They're counting on you to believe the groups of people who are running around from state to state who look just like you, trying to convince you not to vote because of God and morals. Don't fall for that. It's just another way to keep you from registering to vote and going to the polls in November. This election is just too important. Too important to take it for granted. Gotta vote. Gotta vote. If you got hope, then you gotta vote. If you're losing your home, you gotta vote. If you're out of work, you gotta vote. You want things to get better, then you gotta do your part and show up to the polls in November. No matter what it takes, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, sons and daughters, those that you know of the voting age, get them to the polls. Talk to your youngsters, your young adults. If they're not registered to vote, help them get registered to vote. Help them get the ID they need. We need every man and woman who is able to get to the polls in November, because the opposing party is going to go to any limits. Trust me, if you've been paying attention to what's going on in politics these days, and especially in the election process, the opposing party of President Barack Obama, they are going to any means necessary to prevent you from voting. Trust me on that. These people are very serious about it. They want President Barack Obama out of office so they can continue what he stalled these last 4 years. Ask yourself, can you really afford to let that happen? I know I can't. And shame on you if you do. because America is hurting. Our president has come through in everything he has basically said he was going to do. He brought our troops home. And I like the way he said it the other night so eloquently at the Democratic National Convention. He brought our troops home from Iraq and went after those who were really responsible for 9/11, Osama bin Laden. And he took care of him. This man has been honest with us. He has a powerful team. So you need to ask yourself, what team are you on? And get to the polls this November. This is imperative. This is for you. This is for me. This is for the country. This is for the betterment of our economy. We need jobs. President said, we need to step up our education so that the jobs that become available, we're able to do the jobs. So we need to pay attention and listen to what he's saying. Because I can hear him loud and clear. And if I can, I know you can. So make sure you register to vote, no matter what. Let nothing stop you, because it's just too important. Too important. You want better education for your children? Register to vote. You want a job? Register to vote. You want your money to stretch longer? Register to vote. Because we have to. Voting most definitely is a privilege in this country. Today, it's a must. We must vote. For African Americans, don't forget this. For us to vote, people gave their lives. Let us remember, people gave their lives. Let's not take our voting privilege for granted, because people stepped up on the front line for you to have the right to vote. So out of respect and gratitude, register to vote. Show up to the polls in November and represent. President Barack Obama is what we need, and at the present time, what we have. As he also stated the other night, not only am I a candidate, I am also the president. Let's not forget that. President Obama is a sharp cat. I believe in him. Do you? Because you can't be believing in these other cats. Because they're lying to you, and they're lying to you right in your face. Because their agenda has nothing to do with you. Their agenda is for the 1%. We, the 99%, cannot afford to allow them to walk into the White House because we did not vote. We just can't let that happen. So, I'm asking each and everyone that may be listening, get to the polls like your life depended on it. Listen, I'm going to get ready to cut out, but before I go, as I said, my name is Tony V. Nix, founder and president of Enough is Enough, Save Our Children. I'm an activist against gun violence because there's a crisis in America that's killing our youth and young adults, and that is gun violence. That is another reason why we need to get to the polls. Our children are dying by their own hands. It is time for change, and that change starts with us. You can find Enough is Enough, Save Our Children on Facebook, or you can go directly to our website, www.saveourchildren.org, or you can send me an email, that's eie.saveourchildren@gmail.com. Got about 3 minutes left. Let me say this. If you want change, ask yourself, what are you willing to do? If you're waiting on the Calvary is the person you look in the mirror at every day. What we can change in our communities is truly up to us. Today, we need a people's movement to reduce the gun violence in our communities. It's up to you. It's up to me. Ask yourself, what do you want to do? Because it's your child, my child, sons and daughters, grandchildren, nieces and nephews. They need our help. Time to reach out. Time to step up. Time to say no violence. Because the more that we say no violence, the sooner we will know peace. That's KNOW, deuces. Until next time, peace and blessings. Have a good night.
Sweaty, baby. travel some places and I see some faces. I got good connections, they dig my dimensions. When people say that's okay, they don't bother me. I'm ready to make it, don't care what the weather, don't care about no trouble, got myself together. I've been a kind of protection that's all around. Hey.